Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If I said to you that love is a four-letter word, would you immediately want to argue the point? Would you feel horrified? You would just cringe and think, no, no, no. Love is not a four-letter word, and especially not as it relates to our relationship with animals, and especially companion animals like dogs. Dogs are the symbol of unconditional love. Love, 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 love. They're just four-legged love. But of course, that's not true. We all have times when our animals frustrate us. They make us angry. They make us impatient. And saying that their love for us is unconditional is incredibly naive. They have limits just as we do. And not to acknowledge the limits imposed on them by their canine, feline, equine, or avian species is the epitome of hubris. It's the epitome of arrogance on our part. They have limits, just as we have limits. When we don't recognize that, the role of love in that particular relationship is far more profane than holy. Another place where love can be suspect in our interactions with our animals is when we use love as an excuse not to do anything. You might say, well, I just cannot imagine any circumstances when that could occur, but think about it. How often have you heard people talk about negative behaviors in their animals that they tolerate, that they accept because they love the dog or the cat so much? So they may say, yeah, I don't particularly like it that Fluff doesn't use the litter box, but I love him so much I'm not going to give him up. Or, I don't like it when Trixie destroys the house when she's left here alone, but I love her so much, I'm not going to get rid of her. These are fear-based behaviors in these animals that we're talking about. It is not loving to tolerate those behaviors when you could be doing something to correct them. So using love in that context is profane. Once again, we discover that the solution to the profanity is that other four-letter word, no. If we know what these behaviors mean, if we care enough, there's another four-letter word, right? Care. If we care enough to know what these behaviors that we're giving ourselves points for tolerating actually mean to the animal, then we'll do something about it. We won't see tolerating these stress and fear-based behaviors as a loving thing to do. So once again, what started out as a mindless use of terminology turns out to have a completely different meaning when we look at it in terms of knowledge. And once again, the good news is that when we bring knowing into the equation, we can elevate love to where it's supposed to be for our animals, for ourselves, and in our relationships with each other.
You You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.